So there was some interplay. You know, Chris from Tennessee said, I understand that's how Big Fatty solved his incontinence problem as well. And Big Fatty says, also known as Cheese Whiz. So there's always some good back and forth. Always some good back and forth. So anyway, thank you for the suggestion, Baron. Maybe I'll go buy some spray foam. So I told Mark.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So I told Mark, Cheese Whiz, how Big Fatty solved his incontinence problem.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3810 of a BFO for two, I say choosy, the 13th of September, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you sound a little raspy today. Well, I don't know what's up with that Big Fatty. Hello, Steepas. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all, you Steepas. Because y'all, I'm at the moment, I'm steeping. Me some hot tea, and maybe that'll take care of the raspiness, if you will. Y'all, let's just see. I don't have anything. Y'all, this is gonna be one of those days that I'm just gonna be Big Fatty. You're just gonna be Aunt Clara. Well,
on the other hand, you know, I thought now what was that?
Thank you. One moment, please. Big Fatty. Oh, that's good. That's good, y'all. I'm doing the lemon spearmint and the Maya lemon combined, so it's quite tart. Big Fatty, kind of like you. Well, I guess so. Y'all, since I recorded so late on Sunday night for the Monday little show, y'all ain't done shit. And, I will tell you that, y'all, it was so nice to be back in my own, chamber, and, y'all, slept like a baby. One moment, please. I'm gonna have one more little sip of this right now. Y'all, it's real hot. But good. And, y'all woke up just a little before 7 a.m. in the morning, so I didn't miss any of Miss Gail King. had my, for breakfast, I had an English muffin, and y'all, then I had gotten some little lemon cookeries when I was over there in the Italian Mexico. And y'all have been kind of munching on those. Y'all are real good. And did this, y'all, I failed at the Sudoku today, y'all. It's a number one level, and I don't know how I fucked it up, but I did. Big Fatty, probably the same way you fucked up the archives of the show, could be. Y'all, then, after I did all that, did the Wordle, y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I just did Fat Acres again. And y'all, I was surprised, and I guess I didn't really notice it that much. But y'all, several of the houses here in Fat Acres have got are starting to put out their Halloweeny, eeny weeny chili beanie decorations and their fall foliage. Celebrate the change of seasonings, not the seasoning. Big Fatty, the change of seasonings, how appropriate. Oh, y'all, it's just, y'all, it don't get better. And y'all, by the way, y'all, did you listen to that last little show by Archer? Y'all, he's as bad as I am. He can't remember shit. Well, y'all, he's always said he had the CRS, but he's got the supersized it. Yes, Big Fatty, supersized CRS. And anyway, but y'all, I couldn't believe it on the Halloweeny decoration. Y'all were just let's see, let's just look here. The first day of fall is a week from Friday, y'all, we're we've got a cool front moving through today and Wednesday and Thursday, and it's gonna give us just a little taste of fall. Not gonna really be any cooler. I mean, it's gonna be in the low 80s instead of the upper 80s. But y'all, the humidity's gonna be down. Oh, Big Fatty, how appropriate for folks who may or may not be coming to visit. It's true. I can neither confirm nor deny anything. One moment, please. But y'all came back here to the villa after the nipple walk, and y'all is just covered in sweat. And I got my share, and y'all, I had a few little things to nibble on. Had a bowl of cereal, and y'all, of course, it's nothing but a bowl full of cobs. So y'all, it was making me have the heavy eyelids. So y'all laid down, and y'all, I think I snorted up a little bit. The good news is, y'all, that Moose Pea, y'all, you know Moose Pea, don't you? Yes, Big Fatty, everyone loves Moose Pea. Well, y'all, he evidently is the archivist of the BFO, because y'all, he had all but like three episodes of the BFO. Let me just go over here and see what he did not have. He says that for some reason he was missing all of January 2021. I don't know if I have all of January. Let me just go over here and look. Big Fatty, this is so interesting when you go over and look at things on the computer. When you're doing the little show, it's true. It's stunning. It's just stunning is what it is. 2021. Yeah, I have all of January. I have up until the 8th of, February. but he says he's missing episodes 3498, 3485, and 3461. He doesn't know why those aren't on his computer, but maybe if somebody else has them, they can send them. Y'all, he's put it on a Blu-ray disc and has sent me all of 2021, other than those things I just mentioned. Y'all, he said he couldn't remember if I had he says, I sent you a DVD drive several years ago. If you still have it, would read the DVDs. Now, y'all, I'm going to go over here because I looked because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if I had he sent it on the Blu-ray, and y'all, I, you know, this kind of like Martha Ray. I don't really know, but what am I trying to say? Moose, this is, says it is a slim, potable DVD writer. If you say it'll work, I'll take you at your word, and so y'all, that may have, what am I trying to say?
Big Fatty, you've already told us you're gonna be like Aunt Clara today.
Well, I'm trying to say, if you say it'll work, I've got it right here. It's the LG. You know what LG stands for? Life's good,
Big Fatty.
Moose, thank you so much. Y'all, I'm telling you, they just don't get any better than Moose P. He's sent me, y'all, I've even got an UPS tracking number.
Big Fatty, he's sending valuable information through the United States Postal Service.
It's true. And, anyway, y'all got on, had a call from Veda this morning. One moment, please. Still good. And he goes, "What the hell did you do?" I said, "I don't know." He says, "Well, what do you mean it all disappeared?" I said, "It's gone." So he thinks that it's somewhere hiding somewhere, and he's going to come by and see if he can find it. But y'all, I think it's gone. I just think it's gone, but we'll see. We shall see. And let's see what else. What else was I gonna say? Y'all, I think that pretty much. Oh, and y'all, I made some hot tea. I don't know if you knew that or not. It's just sad. It is just, I can hear Mr. Cackle right now thinking that he might need to come down and see if you've soiled yourself. Yo, did you, Mr. Cackle evidently has fruit, he has a refrigerator, but he only uses it to keep rotting food in there, because he always forgets to put the rotting food out, and you know, if you don't put it out, you got to keep it in there until the next week. Y'all, I think some of this food in his frigidaire goes back to the Carter administration. Big Fatty, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, I realized I hadn't done these scratch-offs that Straight Bob sent me. So y'all thought we'd do those today. Y'all, the first one is Punny Money and Kiwi Be Friends. Let's just see, what do you have to do? You have to scratch the game panel and find the exact same dollar amount three times. If you see $1 free ticket, you get a free ticket. All right. So, y'all, we're just going to do that right now. All right. And the first one here, oh, that's the barcode. All right. So, the first one is $3 and $3 and $20. No winner there. $10,000. And, oh, a free ticket, Big Fatty. And then $10. And then we've got $100 and $2, fuck $2, and $1,000. So we got a free ticket there. Straight Bob, I'll send those back to you. Maybe if Artie Cruiser runs by here, I can just give them to him and save the postage. Y'all, we got Raining Money is next, and you just do the same damn thing. So here we go. It is $3 and $20. No winner there. $50. Not a winner. $10,000. No winner there. $100. $20. Oh, big deal. You got two $20. And $1,000 and $5 and $5. Big Fatty, not a winner. And then y'all think we've got two. I'd say two. It's the Cowabunga Cash. And there's the same rules, I think. Oh no, we gotta get scratch the lucky symbols. Exactly match the symbols to any of your five symbols. Okay, let's see what my symbols are. My symbols are a flag and Cowabunga Cash. What does that mean? And there's $2 and $1,000. So let's just see. Y'all, I've got $10 and $5 and $10,000. Big Petty, not a winner. No, I didn't win that one. Nope. Okay, Cowabunga Cash number two. Let's just see what we got here. I've got, y'all, it's a $3 and $100. Now let's see if I can match any of those. I've got some $2 and no winner there. Flag, bucket, I don't know what that is. Okay, a body. Buoy, okay. No winner there. Well, got a free ticket straight, Bob. I'll be getting that back to you. Y'all, by the way, a week from tomorrow on the 21st, it's the premiere of The Survivor and the Big Run. And y'all, the CBS does not have the new cast, but y'all, it's out there on Survivor 43. Let's just see here. They have it on the, y'all, it's on the Parade magazine, which is it's just weird. Let's just look here. There's pictures of them, but y'all, they're gonna be in three different tribes. And y'all, the picture, y'all, they look kind of like a rough crowd, not in a good way, a rough crowd. There's one that has the long hair though, except I don't see him right now. He must have it tied back in a what do they call that? The man bun. Oh, Big Fatty, I know you love to pull out the special chair for the man buns. No, that's well yes I do, but. I'm talking about the long hair, you know, like the lion. Oh, there's Cassidy. Oh, here we go. Cody. Cody's kind of cute. Who is that one? Dwight. And, oh! Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I was delighted to see that the little show posted. Oh, there's the long hair. Owen Knight. Y'all, I'm still looking at him. Y'all, one of them looks like kind of like Rodan. I think his name is Sammy, S-A-M-Y. Y'all, he's 19 years old. Big Fatty, he's the chicken. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, I didn't see anything on the Big Run. Y'all, that was old Crooked Hat. Crooked Hat, any advice to people?
So I told Mark, Cheese Whiz, how Big Fatty solved his incontinence problem.
Now, Big Fatty, do you eat it or you just squirt it up your butthole and let it harden?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.